soldier boy. Would you come in and close the door? Is this the war we're fighting for?
do a little setup here, and ready, and go. 3, 4.
We are Mad Painter.
Mad Painter. Let's do Illusion. All right.
Thank you.
There ain't no use in hanging on. One quick second. We're almost ready here. Okay. All right. Gone so wrong. Anyway, have time? Okay. 1 second. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. We've had another drink, and now I gotta head back home. I never stop to think just why I had to be so low. Another night, a beautiful disaster still alright. A little flabbergasted on my way towards a brand new day. Hey, we've had another fight, and then you took your things and moved out. Just won't work for us. What once was love is now pieces of broken glass. Things aren't the same, and they never will be. I'm screaming loud. Can anybody hear me? But it's been so long, it seems I almost forgot.
For Schnell her behind, who's listening right down the street. There are but four mad painters.
Exactly.
There's a light, a certain kind of light. Everybody says
you. We're Mad Painter playing at the Cantab Friday the 14th next.
Club Bohemia.
Club Bohemia.
Mickey Bliss's haunt. Can I say that on the air?
All right. Thank you, Mad Painter. We'll talk to them in a little bit. However, let's play some Bonfire Bandit now, shall we?
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
You just listened to Big Time Kill right here on the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil, and now we have some Mad Painter people here. Say hello.
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 Hi.
What's your favorite cartoon voice? Because that just inspired that question. Everyone clearly did not speak in their normal voice.
I'm going to pass on that one, but Flynn's Fat Albert, right?
Yeah. Hey.
I was partial to Cartman.
Tasmanian devil myself.
There we go.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry.
All right. Well, I'm going to, aside from that, I'm going to start off with, I got to say, while you guys were performing in Studio D, we actually got a phone call with showering praise for you.
No way.
Yeah, he liked your quote, throwback 70s sound.
So the guy was in the shower and he called you from the shower?
I guess. No, he could have been in the shower. I'm not sure about that.
All right.
But I didn't quite get his name, but he just had a whole lot of praise for you guys.
Fantastic.
So we don't really generally get phone calls during the performance. So that's a high praise for you guys.
I'm speechless, but that's the way Paulie wants me to be.
Well, yeah, there's no throwback 70s sound for me because I was there. So,
well, there you go.
I'm a senior citizen. I don't know why the hell I'm still playing rock and roll. But
listen, I was there
too.
Brings
his walker to the.
I was like two in 1972.
You're a boy chick.
I was two in 1972. Does that count? Like when Machine Head by Deep Purple came out, I was 2 years old. Does that count at all? I don't know. What do you think?
Now, I was 16, and that was the music of the time. And Alex really plays that way on the keyboards.
It's
Alex
still the music.
Yep.
Right? Okay, go ahead.
We're in a time warp.
Was that kind of the intention for Mad Painter? Was to kind of have a throwback thing to now? And bringing it into, the 21st century?
Most definitely. Kind of staying grounded in the 20th century in the music of the 70s, but not really aping anyone.
Okay.
Not really cloning or copying any particular sound that, intentionally anyway. Subconsciously is a
I
whole,
do.
As a whole other story.
Well, Kenny just didn't. Kenny, totally outed you like that.
Kenny shows his influences.
Kenny was there,
that's true. But again, it's kind of like it's just taking it all in and creating the time warp experience for the audience, for the listeners, whether it's on the radio, on the record, or live, whether we just, we get up on stage and all of a sudden you're back in year 1972, 3, 4, 5, and if they can believe it, we've done our job.
Okay.
And it doesn't even matter what instrument you play. It's kind of like it's a total throwback, but without really sort of copying any particular band, because we want to stay original. We want to stay who we are. Mm-hmm. But again, as I said, subconsciously is a whole other story where you're like thinking, you're not even thinking, but like, John Lord or Ken Hensley, it's all in the fingers. It's all in the head.
Right.
You just let it, whether you like it or not, you play like that, And it's like, same with Paul, like whatever your influences are on guitar, right?
Yeah, I have a bigger jazz fusion influence probably than and I was big. I grew up in the 70s, big fan of the 70s music. I think it's more organic. It was less of the overly produced stuff. But a lot of the music in that era was just top notch. A lot more experimentation. People were starting to get more open with playing heavier. That's my thing.
See, and Flynn, our drummer, he has an interesting take on the 70s too. So
I was about to go to Flynn here. So I want to hear your take on this.
I mean, my take on the 70s is that I'm a big fan of glam rock, like David Bowie, Roxy Music, T-Rex.
Okay.
I worship that stuff, and I'm also a big disco fan. Mm-hmm. So those are like my influences, and we all have different influences from the 70s, and we all combine them, and I feel like it gives us like this unique sound.
So, so in that case, I gotta ask. So, when you mention all of that, do the other guys just gang up on you for liking disco or anything like that?
I mean, that's not even the worst of it. I'm a big 80s fan.
Oh no, that's just sacrilege, man.
I took him down Halloween to go to Heroes, which DJ Chris Ewan does.
He
does the sound at Man Ray. Flynn found his niche. He found his people. He found his tribe.
I worship Heroes.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, it's like, do we have to play Friday night? It's Heroes. I go, well, what do you want to do? You want to dance? You want to play?
You're not going to ask someone like that kind of question, right? You're probably not going to like the answer.
Well, I keep saying, if you want to go out dancing, we'll just get a drum machine. But he liked that. He likes drum machines.
Yeah, I love
right,
drum machines.
But what about you guys? You guys want to play to a drum machine?
No, put it this way. Flynn's the only drummer I know who wouldn't mind being replaced. He'd love being replaced by a drum machine. I don't know why. I mean, you play great, so, man.
He's not joking.
Actually, tell him about your side project, Boutique. That was...
Boutique, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a synth pop kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, so in... With all of this kind of thing, what is your strangest influence? Like, people would not think that you would be influenced by this particular artist.
Oh, Kenny, you got to speak to that one.
Since you've been there.
Well, when I first went on stage back on March 15th, 1975 at my high school, we opened up with Suffragette City, and I was about half my size. And how old was I? 19. So I was about Flynn's age. I had on black leather pants. They would not fit me anymore. That was 1975.
Okay.
I used to go down to New York City. I saw the New York Dolls down there, you know, and there was like a lot of glam rock bands around back then. So there's one New Year's Eve I saw the Stooges and some opening act called Kiss. I don't know if anything ever became. This is just
man, I don't know whatever happened to them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Maybe they became Wicked Lester again, you know, so.
So, Paul, you're next.
I'm next. I'd go with Shauna Na, probably.
Really?
I was a huge fan as a kid of Shauna Na, the Beat.
Wait, because Shauna Na was definitely a kind of throwback. Back then, well, they were kind of doing what you do, but they were taking 50s into the late 60s.
Actually, I'm seeing it now.
Into the 70s, too.
Yeah, into the 70s.
My first concert I went to.
Mad Painter, the Shauna Na of the 70s. I write a column in the Boston Groupie News, Kenny Highland at Large, so
oh, yeah.
A lot of it's like promotion for different bands they see and stuff like that, but... Yeah, we're a Shauna Na for the 70s. That's
Shauna Na.
Yeah, they had a TV show when I was a kid, and I just Bowser was like that hero. I mean, I like the ability to do all the backing vocals, the harmonies and stuff like that. I think that's fascinating. Not something I'm good at, but which is why there's no microphone on me when we're playing.
There you go.
There's one in front of you right now.
I'm not going to do any harmonies.
Here's your opportunity. No. Oh, come on.
I'll bite. So my next one is, I guess, I'm up next, right?
Yeah.
So my strange is like the unexpected, right, would be French chanson music, which is really.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm a bit of a francophone and a francophile. So even though I don't know the language, I dig the music. It's Serge Gainsbourg, first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Holiday. Michel Sardou, Serge Lama, Michel Polnareff, and definitely...
You definitely have the accent down. If you can't speak French, you do have...
Just mimic it a little bit. I'm horrible. And one of my favorites
is... I sound like a Canadian.
Edith Piaf. That's going back a little bit. Jean Dassin, people like that.
No, okay.
And I mentioned Michel Sardou already. He's he's one of the biggest singers over there. The one who just died, Charles Aznavour.
Okay.
Obviously, he's one of the biggest.
Yeah, so French chanson, okay.
Yeah, definitely. And Italian singer-songwriter stuff, like cantatori, they call it, you know, which is singer-songwriter.
Yeah, 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 in Italian. Yeah.
People like Fabrizio De André. It's definitely one of my favorites. And I better pass this along to
all right, Nate.
But actually, I got a musical surprise for you.
Okay.
We did that Bee Gees song, like, you know, real heavy soul, okay?
Yeah.
But I've been wanting to turn around a whole mess of other covers, different ways. And what Alex and I do agree on, and we have actually jammed this in the practice space, he wants to make Love is Blue and make it sound like the Jeff Beck group where that all got twisted around and whatnot. And then I came to practice one time. They had a Michel Legrand thing at the Brattle, and I'm a member of the Brattle Theater. So anyway, I saw Umbrellas of Cherbourg, and I said, Alex, I want to do that song. We need to do it like
fantastic, yeah.
Real like heavy Vanilla Fudgy like we've been doing the other covers.
Yeah. Gotta and work on that. Yeah.
He knew how to play it, you know. So
okay.
And there's other French pop music that I'm like, okay, well, teach me that. So I started like doing bass lines out of Jethro Tull's Brie, so, you know, and it fit. So
there you go.
But let's talk. Sorry.
All right, Flynn, come on.
All right, well, I was actually quite influenced by like glam metal, like also like Motley Crue, like Poison, Rat, Doc, and that kind of stuff.
So is your drumming style very flashy?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I try to bring some of that flashiness into Mad Painter.
Yes. In that case, don't be surprised if he shows up with, you know, glitter lipstick on or something like that.
I mean, I already had lipstick.
He's done that.
I mean, it's just been annihilated by this water, but it was there.
Okay. Nice.
He does have the leather pants on.
Yeah.
So,
you know. Oh, does he?
Yeah, this is.
Oh, you came in stage gear.
Yeah.
Stage clothes. I mean, nice.
Yeah, it's like I'm not even on the stage, but it's a big event. You know, I got dressed up, like, even if no one can see me.
Well, I mean, you did basically do a full set in Studio D, so.
That's true. But, like, even in, like, non-visual format where it's just audio, I just like to dress up for it.
Okay.
It's like you can feel the leather pants even though you can't see the leather pants.
Oh, tell me about your radio show, too.
I have a radio show called Club Electric where I play a lot of obscure, like, 80s, new romantic, synth pop, Italo disco, high energy, all that kind of stuff, and it's really
nice.
Fun.
Nice.
He played Mandoki, which was like a big surprise for me.
Yeah.
Well, we won't go into it now.
Yeah, no. We couldn't go into it because nobody heard you. But I gotta say, it was great listening to you in here, and how can? Wait a minute, you guys have a show coming up?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
That's at Club Bohemia on the 14th of June, which is next week.
Friday.
9 days from now.
9 days from now. And it's at 8 o'clock we're going on, so, come on down. I mean, mostly when you're there at Club Bohemia, it's like, oh, I can't see the last band. I got to go catch the last train to Clarksville and all that. But 8 o'clock, you got no excuse.
So who are you playing with at that show?
Okay, at that show is the legendary Kazbats, who actually are a 60s throwback thing. You know, they do like the 60s garage stuff, like what Alex Piandis would play on Desperate Hour.
Right. Okay. So,
then,
that's right. You've been around long enough to know the entire schedule of WMFO.
Well, I know the first time I ever came here, there's a guy named Bruce Stallsmith. It was like 1982, and I would have been here picking out like 60s records and spending them. This is in the 80s.
Right.
So now that it's like the 2000s, I'm like up to 70s.
Okay. Some of those mysteriously grew legs and walked away. So
I hate when that does.
I mean, when they start developing human abilities, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
This place reminds me of when I was out in Indiana, Indiana University. The WIUS was the station, and, you know, a lot of the same vinyl. You know, we used to get the great promo records. So I go through years like a trip down memory lane, you know, and then there's the cassettes of the old local bands and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we still have all of those all the way down the hallowed halls of WMFO here.
Yeah, and folks I know, too, you know.
So. Right.
It's a large collection of vinyl.
What you're looking at is some of the jazz vinyl. Actually, it's the jazz vinyl in this room.
That's nice.
Like we have our local music right behind Flynn,
I see the Hummingbird Syndicate. I played with them Saturday at the Middle East in another band.
Yeah. You play with a lot of bands. So.
I mean, I can get my pension in a couple of years. So what am I going to do with myself? You know.
There you go.
The hardest working man in Boston's show business.
Oh yeah.
If I reacted my age, I'd be like watching TV, staying home, like weighing 400 pounds. So,
all right. So who are you playing with at Club Bohemia?
At Club Bohemia
on 14 of June.
Okay, there'd be Mad Painter opening, then the legendary Kazbats. I believe is it followed by Glider? Glider's got third set.
Aren't Glider the headliner?
Okay, in that case, then that would mean it's. Is it the Fighting Fish?
The Fighting Fish, maybe? Yeah, we gotta check on it.
Shall we look it up?
It's on the face. Yeah, it's on the Facebook.
Like Bob Ruse and Matt, the bass player.
Oh, definitely Bob Ruse, yeah.
In three different bands. So there, it's like that 80s song, "There in Every Band That I'm Not." You know.
Yeah, okay.
So I was talking, when I did the Out of the Blue benefit Sunday, I says to Matt, the bass player, I go, "You and I are the bass players Friday." Because I'm in two bands, Glider and Mad Painter.
Yep.
And he would be in Legendary Kazbats. And I'm going to say that he is going to be playing in the Fighting Fish because... it's the Stigmatics.
That's right.
The Fighting Fish are playing the next day when I play with guitar with Club Linhan at Go-Go. So
quirk.
And if you could follow my antics around town, it's usually about a week late, but then it comes up in the Boston Groupie News and Kenny Island at large. So,
see, You Need Your Own Family Tree by Peter Frame.
Seriously,
it's all in my own head.
All right, so unfortunately, we got to start wrapping up. We're shutting down in 5 minutes. No, so how can people reach you?
Facebook, first of all. Facebook, find us on Facebook. Just punch up Matt Painter.
YouTube.
YouTube, definitely our first album recorded, not with this lineup, with the other guys a couple of years ago. That's up on YouTube, up for grabs. Okay. And let's see. You know, it's a funny story. Somebody called me the other day from, I think it was like Home Advisor or something. They said, "Is this the Matt Painter?" I go, "I'm in the group called Matt Painter." "Oh, I'm sorry. He thought I was like painting houses." So he was going to, he wanted to get me signed on the promotion and stuff. So that was like, no, you don't get it, dude. I'm a musician.
How does that happen?
Well, gee, really? Some people are clueless. Just go roaming around the internet and, you know. There's all kinds of wacky websites out there, but ours is really, I forgot to mention, you know, we have our own UK website because, you know, English bands are a big influence. So mm-hmm. It's Matt Painter Co. UK rather than
.co.uk.
.co.uk.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the one that was available, so I grabbed it at the time.
Oh, so there was no, madpainter.com is an actual painter?
Don't know, never checked, but it was unavailable. Somebody, you know, some people just buy websites and don't use them. You know, they just own the domain. But
I think they call them cyber squatters.
Squatters, exactly. But Co. UK is even cooler.
Nice.
Like, you know, it feels like. Special thanks to my dear friend, Dimitri Epstein in Canada, who wrote the lyrics for a bunch of our songs. I'm eternally, eternally grateful. He's like my Bernie Taupin part-time.
Aww. You know?
Absolutely. Wanted to mention that.
So you should be get knighted then, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or whatever.
Fuck you, Brian, I'll crown you.
By the Queen of Canada.
Whatever the Canadian version of knighting is.
Right. Probably involves a moose and a bottle of Molson.
Oh, my God.
Now, Burton Cummins, he got... I saw him down in Berkeley, and he got, like, some kind of order of whatever.
Yeah, something Order of Canada.
And his mother was, like, really proud and told everyone, "Oh, my son, you know, made it, you know, so..."
Oh, that's when she thought he made it.
Well, she's proud of him, you know. I
mean, right. Yeah. All right. So the lineup is Mad Painter, the Casbats, the Stigmatics, and Glider is
the headliner.
Yeah. So.
And Glider was, I was just here with Glider just a couple weeks ago playing. Yeah. So.
I remember seeing those photos. I didn't host that week, but.
Well, that was the last time I saw that young lady that left.
Pam.
Pam, that's right.
Yes. Yes, our departed Pamica Vanderlane.
Vanderlane, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of departing ladies, we had two on the floor at C-Note last month, right? Dancing up a storm during Beware of the Dream, and then they just left.
Aww.
There were four people.
There were four of them?
Four ladies, yeah. For some reason, Beware of the Dream, which is like a heavy metal number, gets people up and dancing. I don't know why, but it's wonderful.
Well, you know you're onto something when, you know, four random women just start dancing in front of you.
Not the first time. It happened to us at McGann's, too, a couple of years back. There were a couple of hecklers in the back, and one of them asked me if I like cocaine. I said, "I never touched it." He says, "Well, your mother did."
Oh, so my
that was,
God.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they left. They were drunk.
That's the most awful heckled joke ever.
Ever,
like insinuating that your mother did cocaine. Okay, right, yeah, for sure. All right. On that note, thank you so much for playing our station. And I mean, Kenny will be here in a couple of weeks with another band. So,
there's Kenneth Highland on Facebook, and I always check my inbox. And I figure out what I'm going to do. So.
Oh, the musical stylings of.
The music.
And the musical stylings, that was up.
don't you have a show here yet?
but I was already on the air.
But he's playing in too many bands to have a show here.
You know, also, I forgot to mention, Kenny Highland has his own page on discogs.com. Lot of bands and a lot of releases.
See, before I started the band, I played a show with Mad Painter, and then, you know, just... all of a sudden, Alex kept chiming in whenever I'd find, like, some rare record and, like, put it up there. You know, like, first time I heard Mad Painter, I said, "All right, he's never going to get this one." I said, this psychedelic band from Greece. I go, "You guys sound like Aphrodite's Child." He goes, Oh, yeah, I know about them.
I'm a fan.
He's a fan. We're both fans. So, Aphrodite's Child.
That was it. Nice. Out of the blue a couple of years ago. Yeah, he came right up to me and says, you guys are a trio, right? You sound like, well, it's Demis Roussos and Evangelist and the third guy. There's always the third guy.
Because at first, I would have said, oh, well, you sound like the Vanilla Fudge. And I said, no, keep me hanging on. It's too big of a hitch. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
The Hammond sound. So, okay. Aphrodite's Child.
All right.
This will start.